On the show today, we have GTA Financial's President and CEO Brian Best sharing some incredible stories on how their credit union dealt with Hurricane Irma and its aftermath. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program we have Mr. Brian Best from GTE Financial. How are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you very much for asking. Hey, today we're talking a little Hurricane Irma aftermath, how you guys dealt with it, what has happened since then. But up front, how is everybody doing since Irma came roaring through your neck of the woods?
Well, the good thing is that our employees and members are doing really well. Luckily, Tampa didn't get the full force of Irma, which is a positive aspect of the hurricane. Unfortunately, as you noticed, it hit
We just lost your sound, Brian. You just faded out. I'm sorry.
How's that?
There we go. Okay. We can do that question over again.
All right.
Cool. Oh, my. Now I have a frog in my throat. Okay, here we go.
That's fine.
All right, here we go. So just to start off here, Brian, I mean, how is everybody doing at your credit union since Irma came roaring through your neck of the woods?
Well, the good thing is our employee members are doing great. You know, Irma was quite the hurricane that hit Tampa, but luckily it didn't hit it at the full force that it did as in the Keys and Fort Myers and Naples. But our employees and members are doing really, really well. Very good.
Good deal. Good to hear. So how did your credit union, how did you guys prepare for this? Because we all tracked it across the Caribbean and over Puerto Rico. Yeah. And then when it hit the tip of the peninsula there, it's like, okay, but you didn't really know where it was going to go. I mean, the hurricanes, right. they're just like snakes. Yeah. going up your peninsula. That. So how did you guys prepare for it? And what was the messaging to your staff and members?
Well, fortunately, about 18 months ago, we put in a true hurricane plan.
Oh.
It was just for this. We actually tested last summer, Mike, and fortunately with the practice, it worked out really well. There's a lot of different aspects of hurricanes you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, you know, really pause, watch what the Hurricane Center is saying, and put some contingency plans in place to make sure that your employees are safe. Mm-hmm. But that plan worked out extremely well for us, which is a good thing.
Well, tell me about evacuation plans, because I talked to other folks in your area, and a lot of them evacuated just as they were instructed. I mean, obviously some people stayed, some people left. How did that whole thing go?
Well, for us, what we did is that a couple years ago, especially last summer, we turned around and made sure we knew where everyone was going to go. So everyone had their own individual evacuation plan.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that over 500 employees, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work. But we had that. And that was something that helped out from a communication standpoint. So we knew who was going. And then we also had crisis teams.
Mm-hmm.
And crisis teams kind of stayed back. Some knew that we're going to go. And just depending if it was an incident or as a crisis. So we were able to pick who's going to stay, who's
mm-hmm.
going to go,
mm-hmm.
which really made and streamlined the event a lot easier for us. And the main thing with that is, Mike, is that we really worry about our employees, because when everything starts flying and you have the wind and the water issues, we want to make sure it's safe. The membership can operate back up very quickly, but since we know where they're evacuating, we had a good understanding and idea how fast sustain operations do.
Good deal. And fortunately for you guys, at least, the storm, it veered to the east a little bit and just kind of passed over the Tampa area. But obviously, other parts of Florida got hit really, really hard. So, I mean, how soon were you guys back up and running and helping members after Irma passed through?
We're up and operational within all of our community financial centers except for one. We had damage at Crystal River. But within 24 hours, we were up and operational.
Wow, that says a lot. I mean, especially was it a Category 4 when it crossed over, when it passed over you guys, or
for Tampa? We're lucky, Mike. It was only a Category 2 at that point in time, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain,
right?
But luckily, we didn't get the brunt of it. So we had, you know, two wind hurricane gusts. We had some upwards into three,
mm-hmm.
but luckily those are very, very short in duration.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest impact to our employees and membership was power. We had a lot of power that was out, and mm-hmm. that was really on our employees. So So we had to do different things with that.
Gotcha. So do you have any kind of anecdotes or any story? I mean, I'm sure you got a million of them, but are there a couple that stand out how you guys helped out members in need?
Well, if I can start with employees, you know, one thing that we did for them is that I was one of them. We have almost at one point in time 200 employees that were out of power. Wow. And left. And that's tough, as you can imagine. So what we did is we brought in meals, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for our employees for those 5 days that most of the employees were out of power. And then we focused on the membership that way so they could go ahead and relax a little bit. Make sure that.
What was the last part of that answer again? I'm sorry, Brian.
That's okay.
You kinda cut out.
We want to make sure that, you know, we also fed our membership. Okay. So in our community financial center. So we want to make sure they're taken care of. And so a lot of those folks didn't have power as well. So we brought in hot meals. We brought in water, some other items so we could help them.
That's awesome.
So that was a great thing, and it was easy for us to do, but it was valid because we really wanted to make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
You know, everything, the refrigerators and grocery stores were empty. And so, so it was just tough. And then we didn't want our employees to worry about, hey, how do I help our membership out and then go home and then help our family? So we took the family approach and helped out both.
Oh, my gosh. That's just I don't know, raises your value through the roof when you guys do things like that. That's so awesome. Yeah. So awesome. Anything else that you guys, were there any, obviously, there were probably a few people, quotes, that were displaced from their homes and things like that. Sure. Were you guys able to help out with those folks or how did you guys handle that?
Yeah, you bet. In fact, before we even had the hurricane, we stood up our emergency lending products. So that was good. So they go ahead and they knew exactly how we could help them if they were affected. We also made sure that our insurance company was online and answering questions with that. So that was good too. So it's just really making sure that all of our operations are ready to assist. And so we did that through a lot of different messaging. So before the hurricane even happened, we made sure that GTE was in front of them. So they had all the contact information. So if they did evacuate and they did lose power, at least they had the phone numbers to get in contact with us.
Right.
And at the same time, they had their plans ready to go.
Yeah. What was a message that you sent out to your members just to let them know, hey, you know what, we're gonna face the brunt of this storm together. I mean, we're gonna be here for you on the other side of it. Is that kind of like the messaging that you kind of sent out to them? And here's some emergency numbers and stuff.
Yeah, we did. We actually did that, but we also did some pretty unique things. So we knew that most of our membership would probably migrate to Atlanta or up north.
Okay.
And so we made sure all their travel restrictions were taken off so they'd had easy access to cash, easy access to their, you know, their spending. You know, you don't want them to get into a hotel or a gas station and get declined. So we did a lot of those type of items, which was good.
Very nice. So what did you guys learn from this? Obviously, you know, people live in Florida. They go through hurricanes all the time. People work for organizations. You guys have disaster plans, all that type of stuff. Was there anything that you guys learned this time around that you can continue to do better for the next one? Unfortunately, there's going to be another hurricane. That's just the nature of the beast here.
Right.
I mean, what can you guys do better next time that you learned this time around?
Well, one thing I think we did great is that I will tell you that our team is pretty resilient, which is a pretty amazing, you know, thing to say. It was tough. We were here all weekend long when it was happening. So just very happy with my team. But the big piece is, Mike, is that when you really think about hurricane vendor management can you rely on them in a disaster? Can you rely on them when something happens? And so luckily, for the most part, all of our vendors were able to rely on them. We had one that was a little squirrely, but we were able to manage that process. So if you could... Testing is the key. If you can test it like we did last summer, they kind of know exactly how it's going to work. And frankly, those plans really worked out well. But I think if we didn't test it, I think we would have a big issue.
Yeah.
Then we were able to see which vendors were able to stand up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think that's the moral of the story here is test, especially when there's so much technology involved. Oh my gosh, test. Very cool. All right, to wrap up here, Brian, I mean, I know you got tons of stuff to do. You got lots of stuff on your plate here. What can we do? What can we do? Is there anything, can we still do something for you guys down there in Florida? Because, I mean, it was still a major storm and people are still feeling the effects of it and they will for quite a while, are the folks in Houston. So, I mean, what can we do collectively nationwide to help continue to help out?
Well, there's a couple credit unions that are still dealing with, I'm sure, some damage out in the Keys and Fort Myers and Naples. I would just try to reach out to them and see if we can figure out a way to help them out.
Okay.
A good starting point is our league, and our league's been doing a great job in trying to facilitate that. Mm-hmm. I know Patrick has been pushing really hard to you know, get help down there. So that would be fantastic. I'm sure there's different pieces that we can help with, and as an industry we can help, but it's really now to the point of rebuilding and making sure that, you know, people are safe, and I'm sure once they start those activities, they'll get back up on their feet real quick. But yeah, reach out to the league would be fantastic.
Awesome. Great words to end on. Brian, thank you so much. You guys are just studs down there in Florida. My gosh, you know, living, I mean, we're out here in San Diego and we're watching all this happening. I'm like, oh my gosh, these poor people. But man, you guys are so resilient down there. So keep up the good work, and we're here for you if you need us, or, and it's a testament to how strong credit unions are. I mean, they just keep stepping up and doing great things. Like you guys are just an example of what credit unions are doing in that area. So well done. Keep up the good work, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Anytime, sir. Anytime.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.